where's your mob from, Sam?
South Australia.
Yeah?
Yep. Sojourner mob, Wurundjeri and Kookatha country.
And tell me, brother, how's it been going for you in the lead up to NAIDOC week? Is it busy as it has been in past years?
Not at all. It's been real quiet, actually. I just don't even realise it's coming up, really. It's been real quiet because of COVID and that, so I think it's postponed again this year. It was last year as well, but I think it's also postponed this year, yeah. It's not too good, so we're all waiting for NAIDOC. We all enjoy NAIDOC, but I think it's going to be a quiet one this year, so yeah.
How have you been going with keeping up with family visits during this time of COVID?
Yeah, well, they have them Zoom visits, so luckily we get to see them through the Zoom. We don't get contact visits, but we get the Zoom visits, so there's Skype visits or whatever, so it's all right, it's not too bad. Yeah, my family live a long way away anyway, so they don't really come to visit, so the Zoom visits are good for me, yeah.
What's that like for you, though, seeing your house, seeing your home, seeing...
It's pretty sad, I suppose, but it's happy as well, you know what I mean? It's good to see it all. It cheers me up. It's always sad to say goodbye, but it cheers me up, yeah. 2 weeks, you're allowed to have, about half an hour. I don't know how many people, like the limit of people, but they have to be on your visitors list, yeah.
You got any animals that you got
to
see?
Yeah, I've got a pet dog. She's like 23 years old. Yeah, I don't know how she's alive still, but she's still going.
What breed?
She's waiting for me to come home. She's like a bitzer. Bits of this and bits of that. So she's waiting for me, yeah. She's going grey, so she's getting old, yeah.
Yeah.
Grey whiskers and eyebrows, yeah, it's funny. I was pretty hectic leaving, so I think she's probably missing me a bit, waiting for me to come home, but yeah. So I've got a son.
Yeah,
he's 19 years old. He's in Orbost. So mum and dad live in Orbost, mum and my son. So my family moved over here when I was young, my mother and us kids. So we've been here for a while, yeah, in Victoria, yeah. Bush meets the beach, where I'm from.
Yeah, and you cut up through the Ben Boyd National Park.
I'm not sure where. Tell me where Orbost is.
Past Bairnsdale, past Lakes entrance, there's a little Orbost. And I grew up in Marlow, actually, so yeah, that's further again, near the coast, right on the coast. Well, the Snowy River meets the ocean, Gunai country, yeah. So my son's Gunai, he was born in Orbost.
Yep. Now tell me when COVID first hit in March last year. Well, did you have any fear? Do you have any fear when you started hearing it roll up in the news?
I did. I thought if it gets in the prison, we're all buggered. Yeah, I was thinking there's a lot of talk about other prisons getting evacuated overseas and that and letting people out of prison, but I don't know how true it was. But yeah, so. Yeah, they started vaccines. Yeah. Yesterday was the first batch of vaccines here. They only had 10 doses, but it's just start at least. You've got to fill in the form, put your name on the list, and I think it was whoever was there first.